Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, why do business people fail? I mean, there's so many reasons why business people fail. One of the reasons business people fail is they really don't work. You know, they don't really put the effort, the time, the concentration into it the way that you would. You know, many salespeople are out there. You don't see what they're doing, so there is no accountability. That's why they have to use a contact manager so that you can turn around and open that contact manager up and actually see what activity there is. Another reason they may fail is they may not have what it takes. They may not understand the process. They may not be knowledgeable. They may not understand what needs to be done. But even if they do understand what needs to be done, even if they are the top of their game, if they're not properly qualifying the leads, if they're not qualifying the prospects, then they certainly aren't going to sell. They aren't going to succeed. Salespeople have their telephone, their agreements, their materials, their marketing materials, a pen, and a name, and that's all they have. And the most important thing salespeople have is time. If they don't use their time correctly, then nothing really happens. All that happens is they run around and they go, well, I made 10 appointments this week, but I didn't sell anybody. We have to be selling to the right people. So to sell to the right people, we have to understand who the right people are. Who is the qualified prospect? What makes them qualified? If we're using a list, do we have the right list? If we find out that the list that we're using is turning up people that aren't qualified and they don't have an interest in what we're doing, we need to reevaluate, is that the right list? The number of calls that you make as a salesperson is important. It's a numbers game, but it's only a numbers game if you're doing the right things and if you're calling on the right people. So every call that you make that's not qualified, every call that you make that the people don't need your goods and services, then you've just wasted a good part of your day and a good part of your life, and we can't have that happen. So look over the shoulder of your salespeople. Look at their contact managers. See that they are contacting the right people with the right information, with the right sales presentation, in a timely way, and also following up. And then you will see your sales grow. Remember, prospecting is everything. And it really doesn't really matter how you do it. Let's say that you were running an ad in a publication, whether it was a trade magazine, a newspaper, or maybe it's on the internet. Doesn't really make any difference. Are you hitting the right target market? Are you in manufacturing and you do some internet marketing and you find that they're putting your ads on some website that really has no relevance to what you do? So don't just place the ad. Don't just believe the salesperson is calling on the right people. Check it out. And if you have multiple salespeople, well, think if they're all not calling on the right people, how that's going to escalate exponentially and hurt the business. This is Howard Lewinter. Prospecting is the answer to the right people. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.